for standing by.
This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in Internet talk radio. It's time at TalkZone for more world-changing leadership with Our Global Hope. Here again, your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Henrik Mann, and we're back with our guest, Mr. James Pennington, Business Development Officer with the Small Business Administration in San Francisco. I want to remind our listeners that they can call in or email me at hmann@gencomintl.com. Also want to invite our listeners to find us on the web at www.ourglobalhope.com. James, as I think about the leaders that are listening to our show today, I can't help but think that one of the important aspects of connecting with the SBA office in their region is knowing what they're looking at in terms of the web and not being afraid of a government institution, but being prepared to make the phone call and connect at their local office. And I'm wondering if you can give some practical places where people can find an in to connecting with their local SBA office.
Certainly. What you want to do is start with going to www.sba.gov. This is the SBA website. That, or you can just Google SBA, but make sure it's a .gov, not a .com site, okay? And that will lead you into a myriad of things. For instance, if you were to want to know about the ARC loan program, there is right on the homepage there a link to the ARC loan. That is the Assistance Recovery Loan, which has it's actually for non-SBA people, and so that they can get what are essentially in the business world called a bridge loan. These are more popular back east where the cost of living is a lot lower, but we have had a few out in the Bay Area. You can find things about the Patriot Loan Program and things for service members coming out and wanting to start a business. There's also a very good website I should mention called www.dftc.org, and these are the people that will educate people for government contracting. That's their whole thing. And then the one last one that I wanted to mention for business planning, that sort of thing, to direct you is in the Bay Area at least, is the sbatraining.eventbrite.com. Now, eventbrite.com is going to list all of the courses that we have, and it goes out for a couple months, and it will talk about every class that we have and give a description and a cost if there is a cost. And you were asking about business planning, and there's one coming up in about a month, okay? And it's on that site. Now, if people have a need and they're outside of the Bay Area, if you go to the SBA homepage, there's a link for local resources, and you can go to that and then find out where your local office is and the phone number and call them up. Now, the training programs that we offer in the San Francisco, we're the flagship. We have set the standard for the country and done a very good job of it with our partnerships with SCORE and the other partners that we have. But every one of the, it's kind of like keeping up with the Joneses. Every one of the other offices out there try to keep up with the Joneses, and we're the Joneses, okay? And so they're starting to offer a lot of courses everywhere from Washington, D.C. to Hawaii. They're all over the place. But the local resources tab will take you to the office, and they can fill you in on that if you're outside the Bay Area, okay?
Well, James, I'm really impressed since you shared that you're close to the statistics. I know you've shared with me that 90% of businesses that don't have a business plan fail. And in 5 years, most small businesses fail, but yours don't. And even more amazing that you recently finished the data work for the first quarter of fiscal year 2010. that there are 372 new loans totaling $158 million in the Bay Area, which is a 20% increase, and credited to your training programs, the default rate is almost zero. Now, I got to say, that's incredible that there's almost no default rate, that the increase in loans is up, and that you help your businesses, business leaders develop their business plans, and perhaps even critique them, and that most of the small businesses that you support do not fail and they do not default. Can you share more about those statistics?
Probably, you know, it's interesting what's going on. It's interesting from the standpoint that all the recoveries that have occurred, you know, our economy in the United States fluctuates. It will contract and withdraw, and it'll expand, and you know, it has this cyclical form to it. And every time this has happened, California has led the way, and small business has led the way in coming out of recessions. This time it's happening on the West Coast. The Boston and Maine and all that, you know, I mean, you've seen the pictures, they're buried under snow right now. But they're actually doing about, depending on the area, 5 to 10 times that amount, the numbers that I gave you. However, that said, it's still a good growing business atmosphere here in the Bay Area. Like, you know, 20% up from what it was. It's still down about half what it was 2 years ago, but we did see a decline starting actually about 3 years ago. We saw it start to slip, but there is a market increase, and it's not just grant money or something like that being given to communities and through the whole handout in Washington or the bailout with the banks or something like that. These are real businesses that are getting going. And the default rate was, we don't talk about that. this is kind of a misnomer, or I'm not supposed to do this sort of thing, right? But I did an analysis and asked myself, who is failing, you know, and how are they, you know, what's going on? And I was really surprised to find only seven loans and ten loans another year out of 12,000 in the Bay Area. I mean, you almost can't measure it, and the loans are the really small ones, you know. So it's almost an invisible number in the whole gamut of it.
Well, James, I'm overwhelmed with that kind of insight from the research that you've done, because it makes me think that your office is doing something tremendously right when it comes to educating the clients, the leaders that come in. I'm wondering if you can share a little bit more about leadership development. I'm sure there's a lot of information about business planning and this and that, but is there a leadership development component that is also part of the educational process, or is it just kind of serendipitously happening?
Let me give you a kind of a quick rundown on some of the courses that we have here, and you'll understand, and your audience will understand that it's not just one thing. Now, these courses I'm going to tell you are like going to be 2 to 3 hours, and it will give people a good overview. Marketing research, discover your niche, maintaining tax records, secrets of buying and selling a business or franchise, employment or independent contractor, marketing research, discover your niche, that's now in Burlingame, how to deal with difficult people, basic bookkeeping, maximize your web traffic, how to build a fearless brand, how to manage a small business, okay, restaurant series checklist for starting a restaurant. Okay, now, when you say leadership, we're not talking about core leadership principles of, you know, in the pragmatic form. We're talking about this is how you start a business, and that in itself is valuable as a leader because it gives you the knowledge base to keep you from making the mistakes and help you to make the right decisions. And there are ethics that stream all through this. For instance, how to maintain your tax records. If you were to keep good taxes, you're going to have a good name. You have a good name, you have good credit, you have a good business, and you're a leader in your community.
When you do your outreach in the community, is there a screening process that goes on so some people don't get the opportunity because they don't measure up to get the resources that you offer?
When it comes to the resources of the training, it is open to everyone. And the only thing that would keep someone from not coming is that they don't have the time or the money to do it. So there is no screening process in that fashion. I have had people that are just the side of homeless, or occasionally homeless people that are coming into the classes. But that goes from that gamut all the way to professionals that are currently in business and have mid-level businesses and need to improve some focal area of what they're doing. So it reaches a large and a wide scope. However, I think it kind of falls on the auspice that you never learn too much.
Well, as we go into our third break, I want to cue us all up for thinking about the importance of small businesses to the U.S. economy, and I believe also to the world economy. I want to remind our listeners that they can learn more about our show at ourglobalhope.com. We'll be right back with Mr. James Pennington for more world-changing leadership talk.